Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and it's a sideshow out here. Just kidding, we're in the Heights, or on 42nd Street, or closer than ever. It's not just your ordinary...
Closer than ever, good one.
Thank you. It's not just your ordinary days, it's a Hamilton-sized day. Who's Les Mis in here? Nobody. Do you see any wicked people? We're all okay. Red Menaces? Or is it Red Menai? Anyway, we're all spending our rent on our favorite things, but am I here for you even if it seems next to normal? Am I a loser? Geek? Whatever. It's going to be the best day ever. Joining us today are the usual gravity defiers, letting it go, including Kevin Sweeney Jaeger.
Yeah, I like that.
Cool.
My right arm is complete again.
Kimberly, our game master of the house and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
I wasn't sure if you were just going to say Kimberly Todd.
Oh, no.
Because he was only Sweeney.
Right, but Master of the House just works so well with what you are.
I know, you've done it before.
And with us today is the best weekend of the year. Let's give a big Broadway welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Or con of the show.
Con of the show.
Broadway Con 2020.
That's wrong, though.
Conning about it.
Yeah.
Also, the best weekend of the year is 2 weeks in.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, that's all right.
I mean, if you're going... I mean, if you're going, like... calendar year, that's maybe disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh, but school year, right,
or
in the middle.
Or like theater season year. This is like kind of like
true.
2 months
best
in.
Best weekend right. of the season.
Best weekend of the season.
Of the 2019-2020 season.
Love it.
Great. I'm
we'll
in.
Take that. Except for Tony weekend.
Right. So, and with us today is the best weekend of the season.
Yes.
Except for Tony weekend.
Right.
And the Macy's Day Parade?
I mean, it's one of the best
That's not
weekends.
A weekend. That's a Thursday.
Well, it's a long weekend.
But it happens only once on a Thursday.
Okay, sure.
This is a really complicated intro.
That's my favorite one forever.
Yeah, we're at BroadwayCon. We are enjoying ourselves here on the expo floor.
Yes.
And this whole episode, we're going to have some of our favorites. It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, we have a lot of cool stuff going on. We're doing a couple panels, a couple appearances at the Broadway Podcast Network booth, just walking around seeing some of our friends and chatting with them and sharing with you what we've experienced here at Broadway Con.
Yeah, so we are going to walk around a little bit, get you in on this, and we're happy we can bring you in on this.
Yes, sorry I got distracted by a song I've yet to place. Hold on. It might be from Wicked.
Excellent.
Broadway Con 2020.
Hi, everybody. I am on the Marketplace floor at Broadway Con 2020, and I am here with a good friend of the show, Robbie Rizel from Broadway Records booth over here.
Good friend of the show.
Yeah.
Great friend of the show. I don't like to brag.
A very important
best friend of the show.
Of the show. So, Robbie, how has your Broadway Con been so far this year?
Loud.
That sums it up. Yeah.
Yeah. We're right next to a booth where a lot of people are singing inappropriate songs and getting notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been really fun to stand by here and have Robbie just give me commentary as each person gets up.
A lot of people singing She Used to Be Mine who are 13. Oh, it's happening right now.
Yeah, it literally is.
What? Who used to be yours? Your Barbie?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what their motivation is for some of these songs.
I think it's about Deuteronomy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Used to be mine.
This is a 100% Cats thing.
This is beautiful ghosts.
Oh, that's amazing. So have you seen some amazing cosplay around?
That Ursula?
Oh,
did
yeah.
you see that Ursula?
Yes.
That would, she, first of all, is walking a great line between cosplay and drag.
100%.
That I'm here because she is padded. She's like, I'm wearing ice packs because I'm too, I overheat. Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you.
She's nailing it.
I saw a guy in Miss Argentina drag in like a pantsuit.
Really?
Yeah. It was great.
A Miss Argentina pantsuit?
Yes.
I love that.
Me too. 2020. I'm here for a pantsuit.
Did you see the deer Evan Hansen that was a boy who's half deer?
Yes. I just saw it walk past. And at first I thought, is that Sven?
Yeah,
from
that's
Frozen.
What I thought at first,
is
too.
Is that the name of the
that
reindeer?
Is.
Sven. Great.
Yes.
Hey,
you're
still
there.
Got it. I'm only 87. But yeah, Dear Evan Hansen, that's funny.
That was actually really
funny.
You
know, funny. I love a dad joke that is visual.
Yeah, and our listeners know that's right up Brian's alley.
God,
Brian
please.
Loved that
Oh, he
one.
Probably lived for that
yeah,
pun.
Yeah, Brian was really excited about that one. So, what has been one of the coolest things that's happened at your booth this time?
We had Randy Rainbow signing CDs.
Ooh.
That was incredible. And Sierra Bagas and Queen Leslie Margarita, of course.
Yeah, of course.
We're about to have the legend Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, and his album, I saw the 54 Below for his album.
Plays with
music. Incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know that he arranged all of those himself.
What?
And also played most of the instruments on the album. He's,
the more you know.
I just feel like Stokes, take a minute.
Yeah.
have a sip of water. Stay hydrated.
I love that.
And so, good.
If people weren't able to come to BroadwayCon this weekend, but they want to get all the amazing things Broadway Records has to offer, where can they go get those?
BroadwayRecords.com.
All right. You go to BroadwayRecords.com. This has been Robbie Rozell. Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Bye.
Happy BroadwayCon.
BroadwayCon 2020.
So I am here at BroadwayCon on the second floor of the expo with one of our favorite tour guides. I mean, really our favorite tour guide Tim from Broadway Up Close.
What up? Hi, Broadwasted.
So tell us about your booth, what you try to do with your booth here, and kind of what new items you may or may not have.
Yeah, so we just launched our Hudson Up Close tour, which is incredible. It's going well. Thankfully, life is great. Our new product that we wanted, our 10th anniversary is in April, so we wanted to unveil a new product. It's a physical product, furthering our mission of connecting the theaters to the shows you see. So we created a thing called the Broadway Passport, which is an illustrated 100-page little book the size of a passport. Each page has an illustration by my set designer friend Adam Crinson. It's a hand-drawn illustration of each theater.
That's so cool.
Fun fact, yeah, it's his drawings are unbelievable. And so then when you go see a show, you come to our kiosk and we give you a stamp the same color as the show you saw. If you see Wicked, you get a green Broadway stamp. See Lion King, you get a yellow stamp. You write in which show you saw above the stamp, which date you saw it on the page for that theater, where you saw it. And then you have one little passport of every theater you've ever visited in one little book.
So you can get it. So you can buy the actual passport at the kiosk.
Correct.
And then you need to go to the kiosk after the show you see.
Yeah, before, then, after the show. No proof that you saw it. We'll believe you. We trust you.
Yeah.
And you can come and get your stamp whenever. You know, see a couple shows, come when you're walking past, get a cut, you know. It doesn't have to be every time, but yeah.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
Can that be bought on your website as well?
You can buy it on our online store on our website at BroadwayUpClose.com. You can buy it here at BroadwayCon until tomorrow or every day at our kiosk, which is currently located 45th and Broadway. Open every day 10:30 to 4:30, except when it rains.
Cool. I'm going to get one.
Yeah, good.
And I saw you had postcards from every theater too, right?
Yeah, so of course,
so cool.
Yeah, since we opened our kiosk, that was our first product, was a photograph by the beautiful Sasha Reinking, who's an incredible photographer. And he and I went and photographed every theater, and on the backside is an actual postcard, and you can send it, and fun facts, and all of our Broadway Up Close stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you've heard him on our podcast before about all the different tours we've gone on, and we love them. Always stop by, and then take a picture at the big Broadway sign by his booth as well. Again, BroadwayUpClose.com. And check it all that. Thanks. I know you're busy, but thank you for joining me on BroadwayCon.
Thank you. Happy BroadwayCon. Bye. Broadwasted. Yeah.
BroadwayCon 2020.
We are here at the Broadway Podcast Network booth with the boys from Equity One,
yes.
Broadway's Happy Hour. Hey, guys, how are you? Introduce yourselves.
I'm Elliot Maddox. I'm a co-host of Equity One.
And I'm the other co-host, Caleb Dickey. Here we are.
Is this your first BroadwayCon, guys?
our very first Broadway Con.
Mm-hmm. They're Broadway Con babies.
But you're on Broadway.
I know, which just makes it
how convenient.
I know. How convenient. Yes, very good. Yeah.
Tell us a little about your show. You tell us about anything you want to.
Yeah. So we're Equity One.
Talk to us about drinking.
We consider ourselves like a sister kind of podcast. We're in a similar branch, if you will, sitting, getting drunk, talking to people, having some fun
with some
Broadway
fancies. Low stakes.
Yeah, really fun. So, you know, we're kindred spirits here. We love to drink and chill and just chat Broadway.
So check them out on the Broadway Podcast Network. And where else could they see you?
Well, you can see me in Beetlejuice, the musical, on Broadway.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Until June 6th at the Winter Garden Theater.
Limited viewing.
And you can
find us on Instagram at Equity One Podcast.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. Enjoy your first con. And definitely check out their podcast on the Broadway Podcast Network.
Thanks. Hey, Drinks later.
Cheers.
Yeah. Broadway Con 2020.
Hi, we are here with friend of the show, Haley Pachoon.
Hi, guys.
And with Chelsea from Custom Broadway. How are you enjoying BroadwayCon? Tell us about Custom Broadway. Tell us about what you're up to, Haley. So much to do here.
Yeah, Custom Broadway is doing really well. We are selling custom shoes and custom canvases and jewelry this year. Lots of Six and Hadestown and a bunch of Broadway-themed things over around the corner on the first floor.
That's super cool. So you make these. How does this work? Where's your inspiration come from?
Yeah, I hand-paint everything myself. I am from Ohio, so from my full-time job, any free time I have, I paint.
Ohio, home of the hand painters.
Hand painters, that's where we are all from. And then, yeah, I just love sitting in my room and listening to cast albums and just painting. Sure. And, yeah.
That's really
that
cool.
Too, but without the painting and the drinking instead.
Yeah.
I also will have a drink while I paint.
Oh my God, it's like those things that they do in Brooklyn where you like drink wine and paint.
Yes, except I just do it without paying for it.
Is there anywhere that online that we can find you?
Yeah, on Instagram, custom_Broadway is my handle.
Okay, cool. And can people order through that?
Absolutely. I take most of my commissions through my messages there. Okay. I have an Etsy shop, but it's not very active right now.
Okay, great. So follow you on Instagram.
Slide into those DMs and get yourself some custom Broadway artwork.
And Haley, you're doing something fun for The Bachelor now?
Yes, I've started a new YouTube series called The Broadway Bachelorette because I am The Broadway Bachelorette. The Bachelorette of Broadway is
one
me.
Broadway.
Thank you. And every Tuesday, we recap The Bachelor. Kimberly's going to be on in a few weeks as a guest.
Yes.
And we just recap in my bed in our lingeries and chat away.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Amazing.
And we can find on YouTube.
Yes.
Great.
YouTube, just search The Broadway Bachelorette and you'll find me.
And then you can find her at Haley Pachoon on all social media.
It's HeyHeyPod20.
It's Haley, HayLey, _ PodsChun.
Cool. Well, I know you have to get back to the booth, but thank you so much for joining us and happy BroadwayCon.
Bye, guys.
Happy BroadwayCon.
BroadwayCon 2020.
We are also here with our favorite Squigs. Squigs, we always love having you and seeing you at BroadwayCon.
I am the best Squigs of the Squigses.
Yeah, of the Squigs family tree.
Yes.
I appreciate you the most.
Yes.
You're my favorite branch.
It's me and a bunch of little sci-fi characters. That's what a Squig is. It's in gaming of some sort. It's like a little creature.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, so it's me and them.
I choose you.
Fun at parties.
So obviously you're here with Lights of Broadway again this year.
Correct. We'll have our own table and some special cards. And you all know about this in Radio Land, but there's this thing called the Broadway Podcast Network.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Oh yeah, the Broadway Podcast Network is started by Dori Berenstein and partners, and features many of the best podcasts in the universe at BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com, including. Broadwasted.
I'm going to cut that out, and that's going to be the new intro.
Broadwasted.
Well, tell us a little bit about the cards, what you've been doing this year, what some of your plans are, because the new patch you have, the new wrapping is just gorgeous.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, we have cosplay happening over here. Very big cosplay. So we have our latest edition is the 2019 edition, which came out in the late fall of last year, and then we also are continuing. in our kind of new endeavor of doing show-specific editions. Mini editions that are specific to a specific show.
Yeah.
So we have our new Moulin Rouge,
musical. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. And we have some more that we're talking to some other shows that kind of want to have the same thing. There are mini editions of, 30 to 40 cards, some autographs, some, foil and novelty-type cards represent a specific show. And it's great for fan interaction with those that show's fans, and as well as promoting a show.
We've definitely seen a lot of trading here. That's always really exciting.
Oh yeah, trading is great. There's the big trading group on Facebook, and people are kind of doing a favor for the U.S. Postal Service, I guess, because people are actually shipping things through the mail. These days,
that's awesome. And you also did, speaking of Broadway Podcast Network, you also did the Broadway Podcast Network line of cards.
Synchronicity. Dory enlisted me to create a card for each one of the podcasts, mm-hmm. Which was challenging because every time I look at the website, there were like three or four new podcasts, and I'm like, oh goodness, okay, I have more drawing to do. I'm not done, and there are more podcasts on the way. It's just a great one stop shop for getting your favorite podcasters that have to do with the Broadway.
Yeah, and I guess I know you can go to Lights of Broadway. Find them on lightsofbroadway.com.
thelightsofbroadway.nyc.
Okay.
Yes.
So go to thelightsofbroadway.nyc. You can also find them on all social media. You can find Squiggs. Also, if you follow Squiggs, a lot of his art is for sale on his site and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So you can check out his prints. I have three in my office. we always love what you do for theater. Before we leave, is there anything you're looking forward to this season drawing?
I've been drawing for Broadway.com for almost 10 years now. I mean, actually, my first drawing for Broadway.com happened in the end of 2019. So it's technically been 10 years, but my feature started in June of 2010. So Tony Knight of...
09 you meant.
09 before was, sorry.
Yeah.
And then so Tony Knight this year will be the 10th anniversary of my feature for them. But one of the things I'm looking forward to is my 500th sketch for Broadway.com is going to be happening in March.
Oh, cool.
And as of now, it looks like it's going to be Company. Which I love Sondheim, so it's going to be great.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Kimberly, do you have coming up this season? Are you what Squiggs drawing are you most excited for?
I haven't even thought about them in advance. I'm very excited for Company. I'm excited for Sing Street.
Sing Street, yes, me too. And I think a fun show to draw is going to be Six.
Oh sure,
I'm sorry.
You're going to have to draw six of them.
but in Company, I'm going to have to draw the whole cast.
The whole company.
The whole company.
I'm excited to see how you draw Caroline or Change with all the characters who play like interesting like non-alive things.
That drawing is just going to be a washing machine.
I'm excited to I always like your Rob drawing, so I'm excited to see Mrs. Doubtfire.
Me too.
With Jen and him and the whole crew.
Me too. I'm excited. I really want to see how he does those quick changes.
I know, right?
There's one that's as quick as 18 seconds.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And he's told me the steps, but it's a fun secret that I'm sure that they'll reveal along
as
the way.
As time comes.
That pseudo reveal that they just did with almost showing the face.
Oh, I know.
It was great.
I know.
So smart.
I've seen that
yet. Yeah. She's going to turn around and then she bumps into the camera.
Yeah.
And the camera falls and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, darling. Yeah,
that's
it's great.
So, funny. So good. I can't wait to see it.
Well, he has like 32 changes too. It's
crazy.
It's like nuts.
I mean, he's working.
Yeah. Everybody's up to the job. It's Rob.
Yeah. And he's a new father. Well, relatively new father. So he's
good at doing things quick.
Yeah. So he's up early with the kid. People like Leslie Margarita is like taking skating lessons at 6 in the morning. So it's like, what is it with these overachiever Broadway people?
It's nuts.
Come on. I'm still asleep at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah. But you're up late drawing into the evening.
That's true.
Yeah. But thank you for joining us, as always.
Thanks.
Always check out the Lights of Broadway show cards. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you guys.
BroadwayCon 2020.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everyone. It's Kimberly here. Brian and Kevin have left me. I am alone at the Scenery Bags booth, but I have run into some friends. Who's here?
Sarah Jenkins.
Andrew Briatis.
And then the girls I came to see.
Jennifer Kahn.
And Katie Oxman. I'm not British, though.
Just for today. Why not? How is your Broadway Con going?
It's very going fun. Really well.
Yes.
It's our reunion, like our yearly reunion with everybody.
It does feel fun. A bit like some sort of summer camp.
Yes.
Like a once a week or once a year. Once sorry.
We're not ready.
We don't do this once a week. No. How is this comparing to other years?
This is our best year. Yeah.
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 And also it's exciting because we have a lot of new kinds of things and materials, so yeah. Being able to like show those in real life and like wear them and have fun with them, like our jewelry and new bags and things like that.
Yes, there are earrings I'm very envious of.
No, and our bangles.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They've been super fun making things out of show deck. It's a whole new line we launched this year, and it's been going really well. And it's also been fun to like, you can wear things now other than the bags you carry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is very exciting. How was your Broadway Con?
Sarah? I walked in the door and I came right to the safe haven that is the Scenery Bags booth, and I have not left. If I'm being totally honest. I have, that's a lie. I walked to the bathroom and then I immediately came back.
Yep. So. Andrew, how about you?
I got to hear a marvelous rendition of, was that Farmer and the Cowman? That was, right?
No.
Yeah.
Upon entry.
Yeah.
I heard nothing but
squelching.
You get Oklahoma?
Yeah, we got Oklahoma. It was very nice. I was in the bathroom and I listened to it. It was like a round. They were doing it in the round. It was like like eight people in a circle outside the bathroom singing Farmer and the Cowman. And I thought it was great.
Where else but Broadway Con?
Can we just comment on what passed by, though, that we all just got to witness was...
Yes.
An Elaine Stritch cosplay.
To be fair, that's probably the coziest cosplay you could have.
True. It's breezy.
It's breezy.
She definitely was not wearing pants.
But with heels.
Yes.
So that's commitment.
That's true. It's like cozy, but a little bit of pain for the beauty.
Yeah. There was a deer Evan Hansen this morning. Like an actual deer. Like a deer...
The legs floated behind him.
Was there a second person in
the
back?
There was. No. Kind of, no, he was like holding up because I think his back legs broke a little bit.
Oh,
so he
no.
was like...
Was he
wait, was there a cast on one of those back legs?
There, no.
If there was also a cast on the deer legs,
the deer legs,
I would have been very
excited. That's like another level of commitment. But the deer Evan Hansen, I think, is my favorite cosplay I've seen so far.
We're here for the puns.
That's amazing.
Puns. Yes.
I just love the Ursula that every time she opens her tentacles, takes up the entire room.
It's amazing.
Have you seen this yet?
I did see it. Can I make a quick comment on it? Hot take. That costume is better than 99.9% of regional theater productions of Little Mermaid that I have seen.
She needs to rent it out.
However, that like $500,000 costume, you scan from the top down to the floor and it's perfection, but then she's still wearing a pair of $24.99 Capizio hard-soled character shoes that the girls in Times Square are also wearing. So like, if you're listening to this, I believe in you. I believe in your costuming abilities. And I think we could show a little more attention to the detail at the floor.
And the comforts.
I can give you a list of 27 other options for the same price point. I need to offer my help. That's it.
Yeah, and that is why Sarah is here. She is the costume consultant for Broadway Con this year.
Listen,
she's gonna touch everyone's costume and be like, ooh, it needs a little work.
I'm just standing by my can bag to Batma if somebody needs it to be sold, it's fine.
Amazing.
We take her with us, everyone.
Yeah. Beautiful. Where can everyone find you on social media?
At Scenery Bags or sceneybags.com.
Perfect.
Everyone say
bye, everyone. Scenery Bags. Follow us at Scenery Bags. We're Scenery Bags.
Go to the Scenery Bags website. I'm on it.
No one has a personal social media. We all go through Scenery Bags.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Never mind. Yeah, we're on our places, too.
We'll tag everyone. It's fine. All right. Let's go find the boys.
Comic-Con 2020.
It would be silly to do
a Broadway Con episode without talking at the Lights of Broadway / Broadway Podcast Network booth without talking to the mind behind it all?
The woman behind everything.
Dory!
All of Broadway, Dory Berenstein.
Hi, Dory.
Hello. I'm so honored to be here.
Well, for the segment, talk a little bit about kind of the idea behind BPN, how your kind of journey with Lights of Broadway may have kind of even led to that. Go.
Oh my gosh, go. Okay. I think it is intertwined because I love our community. I love how, you know, it feels like a giant family.
Sure.
And we all are passionate about theater and Broadway, and we're about telling stories. You know, our community is all about telling stories. And so for me, with the cards, the Lights of Broadway cards, my favorite thing about it is that there are so many people all around the country who have started to collect the cards, and they have written to us or texted and emailed, and they've said, I thought I was the only one. I thought I was the only one in the middle of nowhere, Ohio, that was obsessed with Broadway and theater. But through the cards and trading and coming to Broadway Con, I've discovered there are so many people just like me.
Yeah.
And they now have this huge group of friends, and they've found each other, and it's just such a beautiful thing. And so I love that, and that's why I love coming here, because then every year I see these people who didn't know each other in the beginning, and through the cards they found each other, and now they're besties.
You literally see them growing up together.
Absolutely. So that means a lot to me. I love that. And also, that's a celebration of our community, and, you know, we're honoring all these people and shows, and not just the stars, but the, you know, people behind the curtain and the designers, and I love doing that.
Yeah.
You know, and I love looking to the past and all the people who inspired all of the people working on Broadway today, so that's great. And then, you know, the Broadway Podcast Network, in the world we're living in, there's so many reasons why that happened, but the art of conversation is slowly slipping away. And I, as a commuter, I am obsessed with podcasts. And, you know, I think my earliest love of podcasting started with Broadwasted. Hello.
Wait, you were a very early supporter. And that's we really appreciate your early support for
100%.
Sure.
Yeah. And so I driving late at night, just laughing and having a good time. You know, I got home like this. but I was, you know, I kept thinking, there's got to be more theater podcasts out there. Where are they? And, you know, it's like a tree falling in the forest. There were theater podcasts out there, but I couldn't find them. You know, it's not good to be on the West Side Highway trying to figure things out.
Yeah,
totally.
Right. So, you know, I was like, there needs to be a there. We need to put everything under one roof.
Yeah.
So that everybody like me, who wants to have conversations about all different aspects of theater and learn and laugh and discover things you don't know, there's a clear place to go and find all this great programming. And while you're listening to Broadwasted, you can discover, you know, all these other things, and other people can discover Broadwasted.
Yeah.
You know, so that was really the inspiration for it. And it's something also that celebrates our community and brings the community together.
Yeah.
And then what I'm really excited about is that we're a community of amazing storytellers. This is a whole medium where we could be telling more stories. And, you know, as a Broadway producer, working for 8 years to get a Broadway musical on the boards,
sure,
you know, there is more immediacy. We can turn around great stories. We can even test the waters for future kinds of shows use this medium in a whole bunch of different ways. And so all that is to come is really exciting to me, and working with the amazing talents right in front of me right this second gets me very, very excited about all that's ahead for Broadway Podcast Network.
Yeah, we love being a part of it, and you can obviously go to BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com
or BPN.fm if you like shortcuts.
You can do / Broadwasted if you want.
If you want to.
But the diversity in content on the page is overwhelming, but it is structured in a way.
And now we all have cards.
And now we all have cards?
Yes.
Of course, if you wanted to see a little bit more about Dory, check out Deep Dive. That's one of the podcasts, hers. You can also, if you wanted to, go to Netflix Netflix and check out the movies that made us. Oh, maybe check out the Dirty Dancing episode.
Yeah, I might have been drinking champagne and been like, just like totally screamed when she came on the screen.
And then
like rewound and took a picture and sent it to
us. And then, of course, keep an eye out on Netflix for The Prom coming soon.
Yes.
Yay. So
excited. I know. So excited.
Well, we know you're busy. Thanks for taking the time out to join us on our Broadway Con episode.
Oh, I'm so honored. It's
Happy Con.
So great. Happy Con.
Yay.
Broadway Con 2020.
Well, thank you all for joining us through our journey through Broadway Con 2020 at the Hilton in Midtown.
Our conning, if you will.
We didn't con anyone.
I mean, we conned a lot, though.
We did con a lot. And so to
bring on the con.
To end it on a quote, as we always do.
We do?
Yes, yes. I'm going to edit that out. No, this is the last day of Broadway Con, so one day more. Tomorrow you'll be worlds away. And yet with you, my world has started. One more day all on my own. Will we ever meet again?
I mean, that kind of was like a quote.
What is a quote? What?
Well, it was like you like kind of pieced together other moments of it, right?
No, that's an actual chunk.
A quote. All right, I'll sing it through my head and make sure that it works.
Yeah. well, you can find us at Broadwasted on all social media.
Hey, that's us.
You can join our Facebook group.
Yeah, you can. We have a lot of cool stuff going on there.
Yeah, you can find us on Patreon. On Patreon, we're doing something super cool. We're doing show and tell. That's on the mixed tier. So you should check that out as well.
Yeah.
Or you could just join the first tier.
Podcast show and tell.
A shot.
Yeah.
That's what it's
shot and then mixed drink. But then you can also find us on bpn.fm or broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
bpn.fm/broadwasted.
Yes.
And then you can also find us on Spotify and iTunes. Rate and review us there.
Five stars, please.
And thank you.
And then as we end every episode,
Zoot-doo-wop-bop.
Cheers. Happy Broadway Con, everybody.
West.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, that was good.
We're Annalise Kirby
and Maggie Hood
from the No Name Collective, and we are so thrilled to be kicking off our 2020 season with William Shakespeare's Measure for Measure at the Pitt Loft.
The Duke of Vienna has vanished, leaving Lord Angelo in charge with no orders beyond his own scope of justice. Under his rule, Angelo causes mass upheaval through his totalitarian edicts.
Only Isabella, a nun in training, can stop him. But at what price? A story of power, those who abuse it, and those who suffer from it.
So check us out for this limited run. 2 weekends only, 10 performances, January 30th through February 9th at the Pitt Loft on 29th Street in Chelsea.
Visit wearethenoname.com for tickets and more show information. What's this? What's this?
Some rise by sin and some by virtue fall.
See you there.
Broadway Con 2020.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.